Welcome back here to X's and Bros on this Wednesday morning. It is the 7th day of April 2021. Hour number 2 officially underway. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. And guys, I'm still getting responses, so it made me wonder if maybe this should be the poll question because of what Texas has going on. A lot of people have their explanation. You know, somebody said that they weren't going to go to the they wouldn't go to that game because they don't like the Texas Rangers or the other team that was playing. I'm like, that has nothing to do with it. Like, the question is if, for instance, Little Caesars Arena, Comerica Park, right? Those are the two facilities in use right now. Ford Field upcoming in the fall, but it's still a little bit early. If LCA and Comerica Park were open to full capacity crowds, would you go? Like, that's the question, plain and simple. Yes or no? And a lot of people are very concerned, and I would say rightfully so, about you know, whether or not that's a good idea. I would say, you know, if you're at Comerica Park, you're outdoors. Seems like outdoor events have more success than indoor events. But then again, we haven't had too many indoor events. You know, I was still waiting for the results of the quote-unquote super spreader event that was going to be the Super Bowl. I don't know if those ever came back. I have no idea. Very intriguing. Very, very interested in that. And when we get here in hour number 2, we're going to talk a little bit about the Red Wings from last night. They blew it. They had a lead. It disappeared. They went into a shootout. That wasn't good. More thoughts on the NCAA tournament as I look back to see what exactly transpired throughout March Madness. And then also, you know, how the college football product is just lacking. It just is. I thought that the tournament was fantastic. And a lot of people like John Wagner, they want to see a true champion. Well, I think it's pretty hard to argue that Baylor was not a true champion with the way that they were ranked in the top 5 all season long and the way that they played throughout the tournament. And, of course, we'll talk about the Pistons last night as well. They laid an egg on the road. I wouldn't even know if I would say that they laid an egg. Just Denver's that good of a ball club. Let's get to Freddie the Pizza Man, who is on hold. He's got 8.7 pizzas. Freddie, my friend, good morning to you, partner. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Hello, caller.
Talk about a 10.0 radio host. How about you?
I started looking around. I didn't know who you're talking to, but I was.
Well, I said radio host. Anthony, I got to talk to you a little bit. First of all, I want to talk to you about what's this guy's name? Akil Badu. Something no one's talking about. I was searching Twitter yesterday, and I didn't see it one time at all yesterday through Twitter. But first of all, your 3-team parlay, I put like 30 porterhouses on there.
What do you mean you didn't see anything about Badu?
No, he's
on
being
Twitter.
Facetious.
No, there's something I didn't see about Badu.
Because he didn't play until that hit.
No, you're missing. Okay, I'll just get to it right now. Al Avila took a risk on him. How come nobody's giving Al Avila any credit?
Because it's 3 days, Freddie.
Well, wait a second. I understand it's 3 days, but isn't everybody going crazy over Badu?
Yeah, we went crazy over Chris Shelton. We went crazy over Brennan Bosch. We went crazy over Ronnie Rodriguez. Like, if he can sustain it, yes. If not, he goes into April legends. That is Detroit Tigers history.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I don't see much love for Al Avila, so that's why I'm just saying everybody's Badu, but I don't see any love for Al Avila. So everyone wants to hate on him, but they never want to give him any credit. So just why I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, they saw something in him. That much is for sure, and he proved it over spring training. Hopefully, he keeps it rolling.
Yeah, I mean Victor Reyes, they saw something in him. He's a platoon player, but they got him for a real 5 draft. I mean, that's how they build a system when you have nothing in the system. That's how you have to do it, you know? So yeah. That's just kind of what I know it's just there. But your three-team parlay. What the heck was that?
That was just me joking around on Twitter that because the Tigers had won and the Red Wings and the Pistons, we were all playing yesterday, so maybe all three would be outright winners. That would be awesome. And that lasted all through the Tigers game, and then that was about it. It was looking good through the second period when the Red Wings, and they melted down, and then the Pistons went to Denver, and that was a disaster last night.
Yeah, I started watching the first 5 minutes and then went to bed. So, but listen, I was only joking with you on the parlay, but on the Badoo, I've only been able to listen to the games because they're on during the day. I'm at work. What position does he play?
He's an outfielder.
Oh, he's an outfielder.
And that was one of the questions of, you know, when they decided to pick him up, what are you going to do with Kristen Stewart? Do you need another outfielder? From a roster spot standpoint, what exactly are they doing? It's panning out well.
Yeah. Shows you how far that Derek Hill fell. First round pick, never made it to the major leagues. Center fielder, they took about 6-7 years ago.
It's hard.
Never made it. So I hear you, especially now with the minor league system being down. How are these kids really developing? It's kind of crazy, to be honest with you. But anyways, that's it. I'll be listening. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Freddie. I appreciate it. Boy, Ryan was jumping all over, man. Ryan was, he's ready to go to, you know, go like to the mattresses I'll, right now. We'll give Alavila some credit.
We will if Akil Vadeau can last longer than a weekend.
Well, he has to be on the –
Well, no, I mean, like, perform
season.
Longer
performance
than –
performance-wise. Yeah.
No, say he has to be on the team the whole year or he goes back to the Twins.
He's going to have a slump here at some point. It's going to happen. But, you know, hey, he's making the most out of his opportunity, and, you know, God bless him. Dan, did you have more activity over there?
Yes, Steve is on hold.
Steve, good morning to you, Steve. Happy Wednesday, my friend.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'll make this kind of quick for you, Anthony. Did you guys hear about – first of all, I want to start off with something right here. Did you guys hear about that nutbag lady who put Gorilla Glue in her hair to hold it down?
Yeah.
She had to go to the hospital and have surgery. Now, here's the kicker of all this. Now she's thinking about suing Gorilla Glue because on the disclaimers, it didn't say do not use in hair.
Yeah, that's one of those things where we got to have some common sense. And people like that, you can't reward them for anything. In fact, any judge that looks at that piece of paper, that lawsuit, that should immediately be thrown in the shredder. And it's flat out Darwinism, right? You know, we're overpopulated as it is. And if you're that dumb, sorry about your luck. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, Casey Mize, do you think that outing yesterday was good or bad?
I thought it was a good outing. I would have liked to have seen him go longer than four innings. As Dan mentioned a little bit earlier, had trouble locating the fastball, but the rest of his stuff is great. I mean, he's a major league pitcher without a doubt, and you can fix command. Like that's that's something. If it's mechanical, if a guy's struggling to locate pitches, that's something that they can work on and they can fix. But you can't fix the ability to have major league stuff, and that's what he's got. So I thought it was a good outing by him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not doubting the kid's ability. It's just that I was thinking, you know, I think he had seven runners on base in four innings, and I'm just like, maybe cut that down. You're right, his ERA is excellent and all that. And the last thing I have, and I'll let you guys go on a lighter side here, I saw on InsideHook.com, they had a thing on there about NFL uniform bracket, and I thought that was awesome. It's on all of the NFL's 32 teams, and it goes down to Sweet 16, et cetera, on uniforms, uniform set. And I guess in 2020, there were 8 teams that had new uniform sets. So I just thought that was kind of cool, different bracket to do.
All right. I'll try to find it, and I'll be careful when I Google search Inside Hook. I won't do that from a work computer, that much is for sure. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros talking Red Wings next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
On it goes for Glendening. Whoa, and he saw that hit coming from Harper. Couldn't get past him quickly enough. DeKaiser with a shot, scores! Hit a body in front. May have gone off early, let's see. As DeKaiser let the shot go.
I'll tell you what, we're so lucky to have Ken Daniels. I absolutely love that guy. Friend of the show, Ken Daniels, Bally Sports Detroit. That was the Red Wings' first goal last night. Little tip in front. And goaltenders have no chance when a puck is redirected like that. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio, Anthony Bellino here in the Radio Bunker. You can tweet at us at X's and Bros. Guys, do you want to make the poll question the one about the stadiums in attendance? If they allowed capacity crowds tomorrow, would you go?
It's already up.
It's already up. All right, it's on the polls. Check it out at XB Mornings. And we will we'll take a gander because I saw it, so I put it out there as like a question form on Twitter, just see like, hey, would you go? And the amount of responses I got, and every other one is like, oh, absolutely, I'm not living in fear. And the next person's like, yeah, no thanks, no chance, no way. And then the next person's like, ah, I'm going, you can't stop me. And the next person's like, we're still not out of this yet. And it's very interesting to
well,
see
we already
both
got
sides
one,
reflected.
We got one tweet in already on it.
Oh, really?
So most MLB teams don't get full cap more than a couple times in a season in non-COVID times. So you got to think any old regular Tuesday game in Detroit would have ample space to socially distance by 10 feet.
Okay, but here's the deal. Just like the Rangers game. Like, don't no, we're talking max capacity. Are you going?
Right, but like, that was the Rangers owner explained too. He goes, reason we're open, like, yeah, we sold out this game, but we're not going to sell out every day.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every
baseball.
Day.
Right.
The game before last, the blowout loss the other day, they didn't sell the 8,000 tickets. Like they don't announce the attendance. They announce tickets sold, and it wasn't even 8,000.
Yeah, they went 8,000. I think the first 2 days, then they were in the sevens for the next two. So we'll see where. I mean, but it's tough, man. It's a 1 o'clock first pitch. You know how many people actually have the opportunity to be able to get out of the house and, you know, actually go to an event like a day baseball game right now? Because think about it. If you were at work, you'd probably have a better opportunity of going for some sort of work outing. But everybody's working from home. Kids are at home. Like, you know, you're not going to find a sitter to go watch a baseball game. You know, it's a great opportunity to market to young adults, though, those that are in the city of Toledo. Man, I would be all over Woodward right now handing out tickets to any of the people that live in the name of the building, the property establishment right across the street on Woodward from Little Caesars Arena?
Oh, I have no idea. Multiple friends that live in there. No idea what that's called.
Bro, when those were for sale years ago, early, and they were in the low 100s, that would have been, I mean, that's a miss. That's a miss. That's a miss on my part. Because that would have been, my God, that would have been something. All right, the Red Wings, they lose last night. They went into a shootout. They took a 2-1 lead. Nashville tied it up late in the third, and so they had to go to overtime. They lose in the shootout. Not necessarily anything, you know, overly surprising. You know, shorthanded is where they gave up that goal in the third period. You can't afford to take a penalty and leave your team in the position with under 5 minutes to play. And then leave your team shorthanded. Nothing happens in overtime. And look, I'm a fan of the NHL's overtime. You know, I wasn't necessarily a big fan of 3-on-3 hockey at first. But it has grown on me just because the ice is, everything's more open, right? There's more opportunity for everybody. And kind of like how we saw a change with the runner on second for extra innings, the idea behind Major League Baseball, and it's sticking around this year as well. Worked out well for the Tigers. The idea is that let's find a winner and let's get this thing done. If you can do it in overtime on 3-on-3, like, it's cool, it's fun, it's whatever, it's a regular season game. You're not going to do it in the playoffs, so it doesn't matter. But you don't want to necessarily go to a shootout to decide or determine a winner. You just don't. You don't want to be out there all day, and a shootout isn't necessarily, like, it's a part of hockey, but it's not hockey. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have a field goal kicking competition to decide who wins an NFL football game. And I don't have a problem with NFL overtime, especially since they added the rebuttal clause, if you will, or change and adjustment to the fact that if you settle for a field goal, the other team can rebuttal now. It's kind of like beer pong. It's kind of fun. And they're even looking to adjust it once more with I think it was Ryan who said this one time, how he described it. But if you win the coin toss, do you want possession of the rock or do you want to place the ball? And something changed.
That is the Ravens.
I can't wait.
Proposal.
But
didn't you have a name for it, or did I read that on the internet? I thought that you had a name, something about like something choose. It's like when the kids get to, like, if a kid wants pizza, like, and the other kid doesn't. Okay, if you get to pick the pizza, then they get to pick the toppings.
Yeah, I don't have a name for it.
All right, so it wasn't you. It was somebody on the internet.
Even if that doesn't happen, can we put that in Madden next year? Because that would be very cool to play in Madden.
Oh, it'd be awesome, and it would definitely change the game. And I know that there's sometimes a lot of pushback when things change. I, for one, and Dan, you were working the game yesterday, so when a game goes into extra innings, I mean, the runner on second, although it technically isn't like real baseball, it's a regular season game. You got to find a winner, and you don't want to be there 14, 15, 16 innings trotting out position players to pitch because you're blowing through your bullpen, and you got to go the next day. Like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So to be able to determine a winner and do it expeditiously, I feel like is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, but it still seems like a little dirty and weird. I mean, I was just like, how do I score this? You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, I know it's not an earned run, but it is an RBI. So it's just a weird situation. I like it because, yeah, I'm at work. And I don't want to be there forever. But as a baseball fan, think of the thousands and thousands of baseball games that have been gone, you know, have ended the same way for over 100 years. thanks to extra innings, and then they're just going to change it.
Do you know off the top of the head the longest game you ever worked?
I believe I worked an 18-inning game against the Royals a few years ago, but that's the longest night I ever had was, I believe there's a rain delay in Oakland, and we were out of the studio at 3:48 in the morning.
Wow. Did we work the same Royals game up there? Because for some reason, the Kansas City Royals...
It was like a day... I just specifically remember it was a really nice day. It was like 18 innings.
I swear to God it was...
I probably wasn't at the... I wasn't at the park. I was at the studio, but I do remember that.
Or maybe I'm because I think I worked a day game for the Mudhens beforehand, then drove to Detroit to work the Tigers game that evening, and it was just long. I don't know if that was the 18, because we definitely started at night, because I mean it was 12:30 and the game was still going on. 19 innings in Toledo was the longest game I'd ever worked. You want to see something depressing? Get to the 19th inning in a minor league baseball game where there's nobody in the stands and you're just sitting there. At that point, it's like we might as well just keep on going. We don't even need to go home tonight. Everybody just roll through it. But back to the whole point of this discussion is the fact that, the Wings earn a point. It's not something that you necessarily want to do, I guess, at this standpoint. If you are a Detroit Red Wings fan, you could lose every game from here on out, as long as you're competitive. But the point will take them to 32 right now. Buffalo Sabres are in the dumpster at 24 points, followed up by the Ottawa Senators, the Anaheim Ducks that are no longer mighty at all. And then, of course, you have the Red Wings tied with the New Jersey Devils at 32 points apiece when it comes to the NFL Draft Tankathon. We'll step aside when we return. More thoughts from the NCAA basketball tournament and why it's just a far superior product to college football. What can we do to help the college game? We'll get into it next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ah, yes, you hear that sound, the sound of an iron catching one flush, a pin seeker, a dart headed for the green. Well, guess what? This weekend is golf's first major of the season, and TwinSpire Sportsbook has a special primetime play offer for the final round on Sunday at Augusta. Get this, you can sign up now using the promo code PRIMETIME, and you get $50 on a $1 bet if any player in the field makes a birdie at any point during Sunday's final round. All you need is one player to birdie one hole, and you'll go home a winner. You can hear the crowd roar in the background, no matter who that player might be, but really, you'll know the fans, they're cheering for you. Download today at TwinSpires.com or download the TwinSpires mobile app. One player, one birdie, only at TwinSpires using the promo code PRIMETIME. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies? Game went to overtime or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Galen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the radio bunker. It is hour number two. We appreciate you, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, on the Michigan Sports Network, also on television with our partners at Comcast and at BCSN. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. You can call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527, or text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21000. Masters coming up. Don't worry, we'll be talking about it a lot tomorrow. I have my green polo on. I'm excited about the Masters. Missing Tiger Woods, for sure, in this Masters. And Rory McIlroy talked about how he went to go visit Tiger and that Tiger is doing well. And I thought it was a very interesting story from Rory, because he was asked if he circles the calendar dates for the majors on his calendars. He circled those dates. And he said that when he was over at Tiger Woods' house, he got to see his trophy case that is in his like living room area. And it's just all the majors. And he asked Tiger,
how big is this room?
30 feet high, I guess. I have no idea. But he asked Tiger, like, where's the trophy? Like, these are just the majors. Like, where are the trophies for, you know, all your other tournaments? He's like, some are in the den, some are in the office, some are in the garage, some are at my mom's.
There's 82 of them.
Yeah, that's literally basically what Tiger was telling him. Like, those are the ones that matter. And I thought that was really interesting. And then, you know, Rory's take on it, you know, as he's talking about, I was driving home thinking about, you know, how important these tournaments are. And for, you know, the Masters, it just got played in November. We're going to do it in the spring. It's, you know, it's great to kind of get things back on track a little bit from a sports scheduling standpoint. So we will have plenty of Masters chatter over the next couple of days as we get geared up, ready to go for the PGA Tour's first major of the season. But I was thinking more about college basketball and just about college athletics as a whole. And the tournament provided us with some great theater. Now, I did, of course, see a tweet from some Twitter thing that was out there talking about, you know, trying to compare the men's and the women's tournaments. And it was, you know, the NCAA women's tournament was much more exciting than the men's. Here's a good idea. Don't compare and you're going to be okay. Basketball is basketball, right? The principles of the game stay the same. Right? The sport is the same. The game, however, very, very different. But let's not, like, can we just enjoy them for what they are? Does everything have to be like this constant battle all the time about everything? You know, and so I was thinking about it. The NFL is the best product in professional sports in America. And I don't think there's anything close. Maybe even in the world, when you start to factor in the salary cap and how that game in the front office is played to make sure that all the numbers work on paper so that all your players can work on the field. And in the NFL, you know, very rarely do we pick a team as, oh, yeah, Tom Brady's going to the Buccaneers, like they're going to win the Super Bowl. Very rarely does that ever happen. Right? And every year, playoff teams change. And the format has changed a little bit. They've opened the door for two more teams to be able to make it, which I think the number 14 is great. I think that if you win the conference, you should get the bye. I'm okay with that. And make everybody else play on Super Wild Card Weekend. I'm good with that too. You finish second place in the conference because there were six teams in each conference. You used to be able to get the bye with the conference winner. Like, no, give it to the conference champion. Make people, you know, make teams continue to play. You know, just because you won your division and you're into the playoffs, now you have something to play for in week 16, or now in week 17, week 18, I should say, now that we're playing a 17-week season over the course of 18 weeks. So the NFL, to me, is the best product because it is true, any given Sunday, anybody can win. And if you don't believe me, what I would tell you to do is to go ahead and take a look at a sports book this coming fall and go ahead and pick every NFL game and see where you end up. It is very, very difficult to try to pick winners in the NFL. Even if you're just picking outright on the money line, you don't need a spread. Just pick outright winners. It's very difficult. But I can tell you with 99.99% certainty, this year I will take Alabama in every game on their schedule. When it comes to college football, I will take every single Alabama game and I will go 12-0. Now, the reason this is what makes sports betting so fun is that everybody knows that Alabama is more than likely going to run the table. So if you were going to bet on the money line, you'd probably have to wager for some of their games. They're probably, what, minus 1,000, minus 450, minus 550. Like, you're going to have to bet a lot of money to even make $100 on that game. So you have to take them against the spread. And then you're going to see an Alabama team that is, oh, they have to win by 38.5 points. That tells you everything you need to know about the level of competition. Now, they do have some attractive games on their schedule this year. They open up against Miami, the U. They'll play Florida early on in the season. And then you start looking at the schedule, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Tennessee, LSU, New Mexico State, Arkansas, Auburn. So you would think on paper, the Auburn game, you circle that rivalry game, Iron Bowl. Miami, great brand name, terrible product. Florida's going to be tough. Maybe Texas A&M, maybe Mississippi State might give them a little bit of a glance in. Will LSU be able to bounce back this year? I don't know, but I think it's safe to say, and would you guys disagree or refute this claim, that Alabama will go undefeated in the regular season this year?
I don't know. Who knows? There's always a sneaky team that's...
For Michigan, we have sneaky teams.
You're saying Alabama is above the trap game? They're above the trap game?
Yeah. Yeah, very rarely. And it's tough to... And they might lose a game. Like, it's possible. It's not like they go undefeated every single year. But if you had to pick Alabama undefeated or Alabama with two or more losses... I mean, I'm gonna go with Alabama going undefeated, because we have games scheduled in there like Mercer in week two for Alabama, right? They'll play Southern Mississippi. I don't know if you've ever heard of Southern Mississippi. I haven't.
Oh, well, see,
New Mexico State is on their schedule in Cupcake Week, which is often the week referred to in the SEC, where they'll play a powder puff non-conference opponent that doesn't make any sense why it's on the schedule to begin with. And the reason I bring all of this up, because I think you could look at Ohio State's schedule. They are susceptible to a trap game. Don't go to Purdue. Don't go to Iowa. You know, little things like that. You could go to Clemson. Clemson's going to be very good. Once again, remember when Trevor Lawrence was out and they had that young freshman coming in here and throwing the ball all over the place? And it was like, well, they're not taking a step back anytime soon. And every year at this table that we call the college football playoff, which is a mockery of an actual playoff system, the committee selects 1 through 25. They rank these teams. And you get an invitation to come play in the college football playoff to be determined the undisputed champion, right? Undisputed, air quotes. Central Florida would like to have some disputed claims from 2017, but that's neither here nor there. And you get to this table, and we know there's only four seats at the table, and we know that every year it's probably going to be Clemson and Alabama. You could probably put Ohio State in there too. So out of the 130 FBS, Football Bowl Subdivision football teams, you're now playing for one seat at the table. The college football playoff is a good theater for those games. The rest of the bowl games, yeah, whatever. If you like them, you like them. If you don't, I don't blame you. You know, this is what I'm not watching the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Sorry. But the NCAA tournament provides us the opportunity to be able to see a team like an Oral Roberts, for example, like a Loyola Chicago, for example, like a team, even though they're a powerhouse in hoops, like Gonzaga out of the West Coast Conference, right? Be able to put together these types of runs in the tournament. We've seen it with VCU. We've seen it with George Mason. You know, there's different types. UCLA this year, right? Backed in and had a magical run. It makes the NCAA tournament must-watch television. I don't need to watch the Potato Bowl. Like, college football has no parity whatsoever. Name, image, and likeness. How will that affect things? We don't really know. All we know is that the kids that had full rides to Alabama, those scholarship offers aren't going anywhere. And then you think about some of the rosters that Alabama has had. Like, do they necessarily need all of those guys on one team? Like, when they had Derrick Henry... Who else did they have on that team? They had Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram. Was Alvin Kamara there for a season before he transferred on that roster? Like, Darren McFadden and Peyton Hillis both in the backfield, Arkansas. Like, what can college football do to make their product more entertaining because I think that March Madness is a far superior product than bowl season. And I don't even think it's close. Now, I'm all for expanding the playoffs. Some people talk about player safety. You got to win 16 games to win a state championship in high school. Like, they'll be fine. They're fine. You're playing 12 regular season games. Do we need to have Mercer on the schedule for Alabama? Do they need to play Southern Mississippi? Do they need to play New Mexico State? Somebody like John Wagner would argue against my point, saying that college football is great because he only wants to watch the elite of the elite, and he only wants to see the best teams be able to compete for it. Well, I would argue that Cincinnati should have had some room at the table. As a group of five school out of the American, they had a legitimate claim to say, hey, we're putting together a good season. We've got a good coaching staff. We're garnering some respect nationally. How come we can't get in? Like, you say this is the playoff, but you are selecting teams that maybe there's more monetary value to have another team, Team A over Team B. Right, a Power 5 school might bring more interest and more eyeballs to the television screen than Cincinnati. Their donors and their ability to travel to this game and their willingness to spend money on that product might be higher than a Cincinnati. All of these things I think you have to bring into play, and it's not just simply the record on the field. They know that by any means necessary, if Ohio State's in the conversation, you have to put them in the playoff because of their fan base. They spend money. And I think that it's preposterous to believe that that doesn't play a role in this selection process. For me, how do we fix it? One, you have to expand the college football playoff. I like the conference winner plus six at large. Right, so every conference winner, group of five and power five, that gives you 10 automatic berths and six at large, because Notre Dame doesn't play in a conference, and God forbid they even look at 11 wins, we're going to give it to Rudy. Why? Because their donor base spends money. So even when they don't belong, and they've proven it on the field, that maybe they don't belong at that upper echelon, they will be elevated because of their past, because of their alumni base, because of the mystique around it. They're going to get in. So if you had a 16-team playoff, 16-8, 8-4, 4-2, like, you're really not asking that much. You're really not. It opens the door for a better conversation, plus you give a team like a Cincinnati an actual opportunity instead of slamming the door in the face and saying, you're not good enough anyways. The other thing you can do is you can start to hack some scholarships. We don't need 100 players on a college football roster. There's no reason you should ever need a duplicate number, ever. Like, you have 85 scholarship players. You're only playing 11 on offense and 11 on defense and 11 on special teams. You could almost go three deep across the board at every single position. You could still go three deep on offense and defense, right? That would give you 66 total players. Maybe you take that roster down to 75. You eliminate 10 scholarships from every program, and now maybe that odd man out at a school like Alabama or Clemson, maybe that forces him somewhere else. Scholarship reduction will actually help in trying to disperse some of the talent a little bit more across the country. Because in my opinion, I want to see USC. I want to see Texas. I want to see Alabama and Florida and Clemson and Michigan and Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Like, I want to see the Blue Bloods, Oregon. Like, give me the brand name powerhouse schools. Let them run up against conference champions. Give the MAC team an opportunity to go. If they get beat 62-0, what's the difference? What's the difference if a MAC team, like, let's say, for instance, Toledo, if they go and win the MAC championship and you send them to the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, well, great. There's nobody in the stands. Whatever. I mean, it's a cool vacation. The kids get to go to Atlantis. If they lose that game 34-0, they had a great experience. Doesn't matter. But if you send them to the playoff, now you know you're playing for something. It's different. Let's get to Bill in Knoxville. Join us on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. Bill, good morning, my friend. How are you, partner?
Good morning, my good friend, Anthony. You know, I'll tell you what, our baseball team, the University of Tennessee, I believe we're sixth in the nation right now. And, buddy, Tony Vitello is doing a great job as head baseball coach, but there's only one problem. Our, which happens to be named after legendary sportscaster Lindsey Nelson, needs a facelift.
Well, Bill, open up that checkbook, my friend. Start cutting some checks. Help him out with that. Hey, make a donation to the volunteer fund. You got to be a volunteer.
If I was the wealthiest person in the world, Anthony, I would do that. But I'm not.
I say that all the time. If I had the money, I would definitely be. I would definitely be a booster. I think I might. I might double as a bag man. That might happen. You got any 5 stars running around? Here's a paper bag. Maybe not. All right, Bill. Well, hey, you gotta open up that checkbook a little bit and get your volunteers baseball team some new facilities out there. I saw Vanderbilt's making they made a big push. They got a whole bunch of money coming in. $300 million.
They're the Vanderbilts.
Don't bring up our arch rival, Anthony, please.
Oh, they're not an arch. Bill, they haven't been good in anything in God knows how long.
They're good at baseball.
Well, it pays only in baseball.
I can tell you this much. Let me tell you about one product I'm not watching. College baseball. Outside of Michigan, I'll watch their run. Their run was a lot of fun, and if you make it to the College World Series, that's great. Nothing takes longer than college baseball. Those teams are running out 4, 5, 6, 12 pitchers a game. Oh, my goodness. Hey, a four-hour contest.
Well, look at here how many of the players that went to college are in the major leagues, and I believe it's the college game that's helping them, buddy.
I would agree. I absolutely would agree. I think that, and you can apply that to college basketball as well. I think that there's something to be said about playing a greater schedule than you did in high school, about the maturity, the being on campus, living college life, being able to handle college life, plus your athletic life as well. I think that there's a lot of growing up that is done throughout college. Plus, you know, if you're going to a school like Tennessee, Michigan, Ohio State, whatever the case may be, you are getting world-class weight training facilities, nutritionists. You're getting all of the perks, right? There's so many kids want to go the G League route where that's all they do is basketball. And that's fine, like to each their own. Or if you want to go play in Europe, that's fine. But if you take the Ball brothers, for example, when they left to Europe, would it have done them a service to play a year or two at the collegiate level to where you can get in to a world-class weight room facility and you have the training and instruction and nutrition? All of those play a role. I think it's all very important. I know that we forget about it when we talk about, you know, college athletes not getting anything. Like, you know, I get it, but you know, the fact that, you know, you're getting multiple meals a day, that snack, that refrigerator's constantly filled with Muscle Milk and everything else you can imagine. Like, yeah. Bill in Knoxville, appreciate the call this morning, my man. Hopefully you'll be able to, you know, I think you can write that off. It's a donation, right? So for me, I would limit the number of scholarships in college football. I would take that number down. I would expand the playoff, and I would try to get more seats at the table. Because in this case, more is better. The NCAA basketball tournament provided us with some great theater and some great stories throughout. So why save that only for hoops? Why not give it to football too? We'll step aside. Hour 3 coming up next here of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the den.
It's a new day. A day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for details. Baseball, and really all of sports, is beautiful, isn't it? Tigers rookie Akil Badu is living the dream, and we're witnessing passion, persistence, and history all at the same time. Badu is a 22-year-old Rule 5 draft pick the Tigers selected from Minnesota. He forced his way onto this 26-man roster with an incredibly productive spring. He waited until the third game to get his big league chance, and he seized the moment with a first pitch he saw home run. For an encore, he collected a pair of hits, a stolen bag, and a grand slam home run. The first player in the storied history of the Tigers franchise to hit a homer in his first two games in the big leagues. Who knows how long this ride will last? Who cares? Jump on board and enjoy it for as long as it lasts.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
So what's your reason for feeling lousy today? Round number birthday or just another one? Glory days with the college buddies, game went to overtime, or was it Tuesday? Whatever, you need to lose the hangover and get with the program. And that's why you need Blow Low. Blow Low is a sobering aid that clears your head and helps reinvigorate and energize your body. Blow Low assists in eliminating hangovers with a proven metabolism accelerator, helping to break down toxins and reduce alcohol levels up to 50%, and all in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Blow Low can eliminate breath odor from marijuana, cigarettes, alcohol, and more. Visit blowlow.com, that's BLOWLOW.com today, and feel better in as little as 15 minutes. Your next birthday, overtime, glory days, day of the week party will go down better, and you'll feel better the next day. blowlow.com, use the promo code HUGE for free shipping. Blow Low encourages everyone who consumes alcohol to act responsibly. Please don't drink and drive. Statements not evaluated by the FDA.